This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
The Woman with Red Hair. Kathy Horner's apartment is beautifully situated. Its large windows overlook the park, and it's far enough out of the city to make it both convenient and quiet. Furnished in modern design, it reveals both expensive tastes and excellent judgment. It is close to 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning in autumn, and Kathy has just set a coffee tray for two on the table. Hers is an attractive, vital personality, though at the moment she gives the impression of someone whose emotions are being held under great control.
Oh, Victor, I hope David's not going to spoil things for us.
How do you mean?
He's been sick so long. He'll be all right, won't he, Victor?
Sure, he'll be fine.
Victor, I miss you already.
I haven't gone yet.
Darling, I'm sorry about that. But with David coming back and everything, but he's a Puritan.
Your brother? He was in love with Iris, and Iris used to be a chorus girl.
And his intention was to marry her.
Oh, why didn't he marry her?
Mother was against it.
Oh, yes, of course.
Victor, David won't separate us, will he?
No.
Promise me?
I promise.
Oh, Victor, darling. We can't let David break us up. When I saw him at the hospital, he said he hated me. I don't know what he'll do.
He was sick.
In a psychiatric ward.
Oh, those people are sick.
Maybe David is still sick. And maybe he still hates me.
Oh, look, Kathy, he's been given a clean bill of health. Army doctors are pretty careful.
But his doctor couldn't tell me what was the matter with him when I was there. I begged Dr. Johnson to tell me. Lapses of memory, that's all he could say. What has David forgotten?
I don't know, Kathy.
He wrote to Iris saying he was coming east on business, and to make sure of something. He said that Dr. Johnson wanted him to leave the hospital to be sure. Sure of what?
Oh, I don't know. The business, maybe, or Iris.
But I could have sent the papers for him to sign. And he must be sure of Iris. She's written him often enough, though he's never answered.
Then I don't know.
Well, why not? You're a doctor. You went there to see him.
You can't tell much about a man when he slams the door in your face.
That's him.
Kathy, do you want me to leave?
No.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I don't know, Victor. I want to hide.
The door is open.
Oh, David!
Nobody answered the bell and the door is open.
David, let me take your bag. Oh, David, darling. Oh, it's so good to have you back.
You don't have to cry about it.
She's sentimental.
Oh.
It's Victor. Don't you remember Victor Carlton, David?
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember.
Oh, it's the grey hair. Older, you know.
And this is a surprise, Doctor. Did Kathy ask you to come?
Of course. Victor wanted to see you.
I like your apartment, Kathy.
It's yours too, David, as long as you stay here.
Well, thanks, Kathy, but I won't be staying here. I'll stop at a hotel till I can find an apartment. Perhaps you can help.
Well, I might be able to. I'll speak to Mr. Larson, the superintendent. In any case, you'll stay here tonight. I wanted to rest a while, David. Where's your luggage?
Well, there's some of it.
And the rest?
It's at the plaza, but I forgot to make a reservation.
Well, I've got my car downstairs. Suppose I go and fetch it for you.
Oh, yes, David, you go with him.
No, he doesn't have to. Where did I put my car keys, Kathy?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Wouldn't be upstairs. No, it's all right. I've got them. Well, it shouldn't take me too long. I'll be right back.
Well, now, let's get settled. You'll be in that bedroom.
No, don't worry about me. All I need is space for my wardrobe trunk, and this place is certainly big enough for two people to live comfortably, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Kathy, what's between you and Victor?
Why,
Well, take it easy, Kathy. You're my sister, so I'm interested. This is a family affair, and I'm the family now. There's no one else left.
David, this is not your concern.
Victor has always been my concern. But I didn't know he was a family institution.
You've always hated him.
2 years ago, Victor left my mother.
He was her doctor,
after
that was all.
After he left, she shot herself. 2 years later, I come back and find him here with you, and I want to know why.
All right. I love Victor and he loves me. And it's staying that way. Mother may have been in love with him, but you know Mother. She took it for granted that what she wanted was naturally hers because she wanted it. I met Victor again a year after Mother died. He was embarrassed and tried to avoid me, but I wanted to know the truth then, just as you do now, and he told me.
What did he tell you?
That he knew nothing about Mother being in love with him. As a matter of fact, he never did hear anything about how she felt until she told him she wanted to marry him, and that's all. And that's why he left.
And you believed him?
Knowing Mother, yes, I believed him. And knowing Victor now, I still believe him. David, I love him. I believe him, and I love him, David.
When are you getting married?
Not for a while yet.
Well, what are you waiting for? Why hasn't Victor married you?
Because he can't marry me. He's married.
Married?
Yes.
Oh, you silly fool.
They're separated.
We'll be thankful for small mercies.
You don't understand it. It happened long ago, and he can't get out of it. She won't give him a divorce. She's been ill.
And when's she getting better?
I don't know. She's in a sanatorium.
A sanatorium, and you don't know? Does he? Suppose she doesn't get well. Suppose she stays this way, and you get old, and Victor leaves.
That's enough.
Be smart, Kathy. Leave him first.
David!
Oh, I know. He's going to marry you someday. He's going to marry you the way he was going to marry Mother someday. But he didn't, and she shot herself. But
you had nothing to do with that, nothing.
How long are you going to wait? When are you going to know enough to get out?
Stop it! You're crazy!
I'd better be going.
No. No, please, David. I'm sorry for what I said, but you've got to admit that... David, if you stay, you'll see that you're all wrong about Victor.
Will I?
Where are you going, David? Come back! He rushed out, Victor. He rushed out without saying where he was going.
Must have been something serious to have brought that on so quickly. I wasn't away long. What did he say to you?
There was a lot we both said.
Did he ask you about me? About us?
David is bright.
Then he did ask about us.
I'll go further. David is very bright.
All right, Kathy. What did you tell him?
I was in love with a man who can't marry me because he's married already.
Oh, I want to, Kathy. You know that.
Then let's... Oh, please, let's...
Of course. As soon as my wife...
That's not good enough.
Kathy, you know I can't be without you.
You can't be without me. All right, you can't. But how long won't you be able to be without me?
Kathy.
No, I want to know. 2 years, Victor? 5? 20? And then once you can be without me, what happens to me then? Have you a pension in mind?
Kathy, we've talked...
Yes, we have. We've talked enough.
All right. Kathy, if you feel that way, if you can't wait for as long as it may take, there's no point in waiting at all. There's nothing more I can say to make you wait. Not even a day. We've a lot to thank your brother for. Well, aren't you going to answer it?
I'm sorry. I buzzed before I remembered you'd given me a key. Oh, you brought my other bag.
Yes, the trunk is downstairs.
Oh, that's a shame. I just took a hotel room.
David!
Really, I thought you were going to stay here.
Oh, I think I like hotel life. It'll be nice having people do what you tell them after 2 years of being told what to do and when. I'll enjoy it.
Well, that's too bad. Kathy will miss you.
Not too much.
Well, it's been nice seeing you again.
Yes, you'll be around, I suppose.
No, I've just had some unexpected work crop up.
Oh, really? Unexpected, you say?
Yes, I imagine it'll keep me pretty busy, too.
Well, a man in your position has to be ready for just about anything, doesn't he?
Just about anything. Well, goodbye, David.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Kathy.
Goodbye, Victor.
It's over, isn't it, Kathy? I think it's a good thing. He's poison for the family. He was for Mother and for you and for me.
For you?
Yes, when he came to the hospital, he tried to have me sent to an asylum.
What for?
As hopelessly insane. You know, I'm beginning to like it here. I've changed my mind. I think I'll stay after all.
Called Iris yet, have you?
No. How is she?
Oh, she's fine, more beautiful than ever. I know she's expecting you to call, and she's due on stage at 8.
No, some other time.
So let me call her, David.
I don't want to see her yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Didn't you? You're awfully restless, Kathy. Do you want to make another phone call?
What do you mean?
Well, like all the others you've been making all afternoon. Hello, is Dr. Carton there? No? Well, be sure to tell him Miss Horner called the minute he gets in.
David?
That's right, I've been listening. What are you so anxious to tell Victor?
I want to tell him to come back.
And he'll stay until someone else comes along. Kathy, don't you see? Victor would have left you eventually. I helped you to leave him first.
If he comes back, he'll never leave again.
All right. Go to his house. Sit outside his door. Wait for him. Beg him to come and take you back. And ask him why he went to the hospital to see your brother when he was ill.
I sent him.
Oh. You sent him?
Yes. He was our doctor and a friend of the family. I thought he might be able to help.
Help? By trying to have me put away?
David, I just can't stand any more of this. I can't stand it.
Kathy, I'm only doing it because I want to help you.
I don't want your help. I want to be left alone. I want you to get out of here. Get out of my house. Get out!
Hello? Why, hello, Victor. How are you? Yes, we were just talking about you. What? Oh, just reminiscing. Yes, she's right here. He wants to speak to you, Kathy.
Hello, Victor. Oh, Victor, where have you been all day? I've been calling. What? What did you say? Oh, darling, I've waited such a long time. Where are you? Come up right away. What? Here's a bottle of champagne, a case of it. Only hurry, Victor, hurry, darling.
He's getting a divorce.
Yes.
That's what you wanted. Congratulations.
Do you mean that?
Well, of course. I hope you'll be very happy.
Oh, David, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry for the way I behaved just now. Why, if it hadn't been for you, Victor might never... Well, I mean, I'd really owe Victor to you.
Yes. Well, you better go upstairs and dress.
Oh, you're a darling. I've got to rush.
Funny her giving in to a divorce so quickly.
Isn't it? Yes. Isn't it?
Have you ever met his wife?
No, but I saw her once at a nightclub bar.
I thought she was in a sanatorium.
Well, she comes up whenever she likes. It's a rest home, really.
And you did see her?
Only her back. Luckily, Victor saw her before she could turn round.
What's she like?
Oh, she's a big woman, broad shoulders. She wears her hair loose. It's bright red, almost cherry-coloured. Oh, there's Victor. Open the door for him, will you?
Yes, all right.
But tell him I'm rushing, David.
Okay.
Oh, good evening.
Come in, Victor. Kathy's dressing. Would you like to sit down?
No, I'm all right, thanks. David, I'm glad we have a moment alone. There's something I want to speak to you about.
Oh?
You know all about Kathy and me, don't you?
Yes.
Including our quarrel this morning. When I rang up a moment ago, it was to tell her I can get the divorce and we're going to be married.
I've already offered Kathy my congratulations.
Hasn't it struck you as odd that all this time I've been unable to do anything, now suddenly it's done?
It never occurred to me.
Has Kathy told you anything about Judith?
Judith?
My wife.
Very little. She's in a sanatorium, isn't she?
Yes, Evergreen at Amityville. David, there's one thing about her that only her doctor and I know. And it's something I want you to know, too.
Really? A cigarette?
No, thanks. David, my wife suffers from delusions of persecution. She's a paranoic.
Oh, you mean she's crazy?
No, I don't like that word.
They didn't at the hospital either. Only the patients used it. Is that the secret about your wife?
In just the beginning. When we separated many years ago, Judith imagined I left her for one of my patients, a girl named Pamela Stewart.
Was she right?
No, David. She wasn't, but funny things began to happen to Pam. The doorbell would ring and there'd be no one at the door. She'd get letters, open them, and there'd be nothing in them.
Nothing at all?
No. Packages would arrive, beautifully wrapped and nothing in them. A sort of nothingness coming by mail, by doorbells, by phone. Well, I finally told Pamela that the best thing she could do was to get out of town. She thanked me, left my office, and nobody ever saw her again. She just disappeared.
Well, that doesn't sound like an easy thing to do.
Not unless you're dead.
No, not unless you're dead.
The day she disappeared, a wreath of funeral flowers arrived at her apartment from my wife.
I see.
Yes, I think you do. Judith told the police that the flowers were a joke, and Pamela's disappearance was a coincidence.
And the police believed her?
No, but Pamela wasn't found.
Oh.
So you see why I was afraid of Judith's finding out about Kathy. But after this morning, I was willing to take any risk. I didn't want to lose Kathy.
You went to Evergreen Sanatorium?
I told Judith I was going to divorce her immediately.
And what did she say?
Nothing. She just looked at me.
Did you tell her about Kathy?
No.
Oh, then there's nothing to worry about.
But she'll find out. She's a dangerous woman, David.
You know, Victor, you have an unsettling habit of seeing insanity in everyone.
Really? What other cases are you aware of?
I'm ready, Victor. How do I look?
Oh, you look... Kathy, you look as if you were just invented.
Why, thank you, Victor.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, are you going out, David?
Yes.
Wouldn't you like to come along with us?
Yes, yes, help us celebrate.
No, thanks. Have a good time. I'm going to see Iris. Where did you say she was singing, Kathy?
At the 44th Street Theatre.
I'll see you later.
Good night, David. Victor, you're a louse.
Me?
Look what you've put me through. I'm a wreck. Don't know if I want you anymore.
You don't?
Oh, darling, we're going to be married.
That's right. I want to make David happy.
Oh, I'm not worried about him now.
He'll be all right.
And so will we, Victor.
Yes.
What's happened to Judith?
Nothing.
Then why is it now? Why can you marry me now and you couldn't before?
Look, darling, my car's in a no-parking zone. I'll have to go and move it.
Something's wrong, Victor. If it was as simple as this, we could have been married before, as easy as now.
Listen, Kathy, I asked you to wait, and now I find I can't wait myself. I love you, Kathy, that's all.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Sometimes I behave like a woman.
Yes, thank heaven for that. Sweetheart, I'll have to go and get the car.
All right, all right. Drive it to the front and wait for me. I'll get my coat.
Fine, don't be too long.
I won't.
Don't get too chatty on that phone.
Oh. Hello? Iris. Oh, Iris, I'm so pleased you called, but right now I'm in a desperate hurry. Yes, David's arrived. He's pale, but not too thin. Well, listen, I have an idea. He might be around backstage after the show, so I wouldn't make any dates if you want to see him. Yes, I know. Be careful, though. He's still nervous. No, I've got to run now. No, nothing to thank me for. Goodbye, dear. Oh, lost. Hello? 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 Is anybody there? Hello? That's funny.
It is the following morning, Sunday, and Kathy Horner's living room is empty. Suddenly, the front door opens to reveal her brother David. He closes the door carefully and hurries into the room. Under one arm, he carries some newspapers and a package, loosely wrapped in brown paper. He moves to the wardrobe trunk, opens a drawer, and thrusts the package inside. Next, he takes the Sunday papers and scatters them on the couch, when suddenly the sharp sound of the door buzzer startles him.
Who's that?
David, open the door. I can't open it.
Well, just a minute, Kathy. I'm getting dressed.
Hurry, David.
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, David. Thank heavens you're here.
Well, Kathy, what's the matter?
It's all right. I'm all right.
Well, what's happened? Your face, it's covered
it's
in blood.
Nothing, David. I'll wash it
up. What happened to you, Kathy?
David, someone tried to murder me.
What?
Yes, David.
Well, who was it?
It was Victor's wife.
Judith?
Yes.
Here. Sit down. I'll get you a drink.
Oh, David.
No, wait a minute, Kathy. There. Here you are.
Thanks.
Feel better?
Yes.
Now, what happened?
It was in the middle of the park at the Duke Street cut-through. No one
From
was
the beginning, Kathy.
Please don't shout at
well,
me.
Well, I'm sorry. Go.
I was to meet Victor at his office. We were to have breakfast together.
Yes, I know that.
How did you know?
I heard you talking from my room last night.
Well, I went through the park as I always do when I walk it. I was crossing the road at the cut-through when I noticed the car parked with the motor idling. It seemed odd to me so early and no one around. The idling motor, you know how you
what
feel.
What kind of car was it?
One of those big black ones, the kind they use for funerals.
It's all right, go on.
It was up the road near the crossover. As I stepped on the curb, it started to move. It came towards me. Picking up speed as it came, I could see the driver, a woman, with long red hair and a veil.
Yes?
She was grinning at me, or so it seemed. And then I knew she wouldn't slow down. I jumped back towards the pavement, and the motor shot past. I could feel the heat of it. I fell. And then the car was past, out of sight. David, she wanted to kill me. Judith must really be insane.
I thought you knew. Victor expects you, doesn't he?
Yes.
And you better call him.
Why?
tell him what happened. Have him come over here.
Are you going out?
Yes, if I can. I'm supposed to meet Iris.
Oh, yes, all right. Was she glad to see you last night?
And she said so. She's waiting for me now.
Oh, then you'd better go. I'm leaving myself. I'm going to Victor's. And I'm not going to tell him what's happened. Nor are you.
A woman tried to murder you, Kathy.
We'll keep it a secret.
Well, I don't understand
if
you.
If he finds out what's happened, he'll want me to leave town until Judith's been put away.
Well, of course.
I won't do it, David. I waited too long for Victor as it is.
Wait a minute. You can't ignore a lunatic like that.
Lunatic? She wants to hold on to her husband, and I want to take him away. What's insane about that?
She wants to murder you.
I'd do the same if I were in her place.
You're staying here, Kathy. You're not to leave this house.
David, I'm going.
No, Kathy, you're not.
David, I'm more afraid of you than I am of her. I know what Judith will do, but I don't know how far you'd go to keep me from Victor.
All right. You'd better go.
Thank you.
Oh. Answer it, Kathy.
No. No, I'm going to my room.
Hello. Hello.
Information. Could you give me the number of the Evergreen Sanatorium at Amityville? Come in, it isn't locked. Now, Victor, this is a surprise.
Good morning.
And a pleasure. You're just the man I want to see.
What happened to Kathy? She was to meet me at 9:30.
Well, it's not late, is it? We slept in.
It's nearly 11 o'clock.
Well, is that so? Well, what do you know? My watch stopped. Kathy, Victor's here.
Victor?
I know I was to call you at 8:30, but my watch stopped.
Oh, I was just leaving, Victor.
But so late. I was worried. I called, but I was disconnected.
Oh?
Yes, was anything wrong?
No. No, nothing.
Your eyes are all red, Kathy.
I didn't sleep very well. Oh, I was hoping you'd come for me.
You should have called me.
As a matter of fact, Victor, I was looking forward to seeing you myself. I went over to your apartment early this morning, but you'd already left.
David, I didn't know you'd been out.
And I didn't know I gave you my address.
Oh, I got it out of Kathy's desk.
Oh,
Kathy, there was a call for you this morning, and I took it. I hope you don't mind, but you were asleep. I didn't want to disturb you.
Who was it?
The superintendent.
Oh, Larson. What does he want?
Well, he has an apartment. Remember, you asked him for one for me.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Now, you have to go over and see him.
Me?
Yes.
Well, why don't you go over?
Oh, he wants you.
Oh, sensitive about taking bribes before strangers. I suppose we'd better go, Victor.
Oh, I wanted Victor to look over some stuff of mine.
What stuff?
Some papers. I'm to sign tomorrow. Oh, there are a couple of things I thought Victor might explain to me. You know, something about the Horner Medical Supplies Company, don't you, Victor?
Well,
why don't you ask the lawyer tomorrow?
Well, when a lorry explains anything to me, I just get confused. I remember you explaining these things to Mother, Victor.
All right. Don't be too long, Kathy.
Oh, must you do this now, David?
Well, it's my only chance to get Victor today. I'm going out in a little while, out of town. I won't be back until tomorrow.
Oh, I'll wait for you, Victor.
Let's not waste time, dear. I'm hungry.
Yes, go and see Larson and come back here, Kathy.
I think you're imposing on Victor.
Not at all. It's all right, Kathy.
Well, all right. I'll see you later.
Be careful crossing streets.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Now, what was it you wanted me to look at?
Oh, let me see. Yes, here it is.
Let me see. Oh. Seems fairly simple.
It isn't simple to me. Oh, you understand these things much better than I do.
You... Oh, the first clause means that although you own the majority of voting stock in the corporation, you're restricted in the designation of your heirs.
Yes, that sounds like that.
The heir must be the nearest next of kin. Your wife and children, logically. Now, I imagine that...
No, but if I have no wife or children...
You've got plenty of time.
Well, granted, but suppose I don't marry. Suppose something happens to me before I can.
Oh. Well, then I suppose Kathy takes over.
In the event of my death?
That's right.
Or incapacitation?
Oh. Ah, yes, yes. Yes, here it is. Yes. Incapacitation, physical or mental?
My mental incapacitation?
Yes.
You don't think there's any chance of that, do you, Victor?
Of course not.
Well, I'm glad you've changed your mind.
Changed my mind about what?
My mental incapacitation. In the hospital, you thought I was a hopeless case, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Who tried to have me transferred to an insane asylum?
What the devil are you talking about?
Thank you for helping me.
Not at all.
Kathy should be back any minute. She didn't seem very anxious to go, did she?
No, she didn't.
It's not surprising, really. I don't think you'd want to be in the streets alone either. Not after somebody tried to murder you.
What?
Oh, yes. That business about my watch stopping, it didn't stop. Kathy's been out and back this morning.
You said murder?
Yes, it happened in the park on her way to your office. A woman in a car tried to run her over. A woman with red hair.
Judith.
Kathy said this woman's hair was the same color, was worn the same way as the painting of your wife at your home.
It was Judith. Why didn't Kathy tell me about it?
She didn't want you to postpone the marriage.
Oh, little fool. And now she's back in the streets alone. Larson lives four blocks away from here.
Oh, I shouldn't worry if I were you, Victor.
Not worry.
Judith is only trying to frighten Kathy.
What makes you think so?
Well, that's the way Judith operates. You know, Pamela.
Why didn't you call me? Why all the delay? And why did Larson phone on a Sunday?
Oh, well, actually, it wasn't Larson himself. It was his wife who phoned.
His wife?
Uh-huh. Yes, she asked for Kathy, and I said she was asleep, and she said it was very important, and I must have had the apartment on my mind, and I said, well, is it about the apartment? And she said yes.
Go on.
And I said, is this the superintendent's wife? And she said yes, and I said, well, shall I wake her? And she said, oh, no, just have her call at the superintendent's office within the next 2 hours.
Oh, you fool! You pushed Kathy out into Judith's hands.
Really? What makes you so sure?
The superintendent has no wife.
I know he hasn't.
You knew it?
Yes.
But this doesn't make sense.
Well, no. Not until you know that I made up the entire story.
You mean there's been no call, no superintendent, no wife?
That's right. I wanted to talk to you alone.
David, do you know what you're doing?
You're quite an actor, Doctor. I didn't think you were quite this good.
You need help, David.
Oh, of course. In an asylum.
I've no time to discuss it now. I must find Kathy.
There's no danger for Kathy out in the streets. The danger's here.
No, what?
There's no Judith outside. There never was a Judith.
What?
You have no wife, any more than the superintendent has one. I made up a wife for him, and you made up one for yourself years ago.
David, I don't think you're as well as I'd hoped you'd be.
Oh, perhaps I'm suffering from a delusion. Is that it?
What is it, David? Do you think of me as your enemy?
Let's stick to my delusion. The one that you haven't got a wife, that you're married to a carefully built-up lie.
I see. And what gave you this idea, David?
A few facts. I told you I was in your flat this morning.
In it?
I took the key out of Kathy's desk last night, too.
Did you?
Yes, I knew you were going to meet Kathy at your office this morning and have breakfast with her. That meant you'd be out of the way.
Well?
The desk in your flat wasn't locked.
It never is. What were you searching for?
The answer. To you.
I'm an enigma, then.
Yes, there's something wrong about you. There's always been something wrong. Mother wants to marry you, she commits suicide. Later you come down to Creston and try to have me declared insane.
That is a delusion.
Yes, and then I come back and I find that you can't marry my sister because of a wife who's insane. Criminally insane.
And what is the answer?
I found your pistol permit in that desk. On it, it says you're single.
I see. And did you notice the date on it?
Well, no, but... permit was new.
You mean it looked new, don't you, David?
It was new.
Doctors are careful, methodical people. Ever notice that?
A little while ago, I telephoned the Evergreen Sanatorium.
And they told you that they had no such patient as Judith Cullen.
Yes.
Find a private sanatorium that will give patients' names to strangers. Especially on the telephone. Anything else?
I found this picture. Here. It's in my wallet.
Picture?
Yes, it's one of Mother. Taken a good many years ago.
By heavens, she was beautiful.
For my darling Victor, yours always. When you and Mother met a bit over 2 years ago, it wasn't for the first time then, was it?
What did your mother tell you?
That she loved you, that she always had. That's all the history I ever had from her. Give me that back. Kathy, you'll be surprised to know how old you must be.
I was considerably younger than your mother. Yes, I knew her when I was young.
And she left you for my father, didn't she?
Didn't she?
She left me for the Horner Medical Supplies Company.
You waited a long time, didn't you? More than 20 years. You got her to fall in love with you again. It was easy. A sentimental widow. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? A sentimental widow.
Go on.
All right. Something you said or did made her kill herself. I don't know what. And that wasn't enough. There was a son and daughter now. So you tried to have me locked away and Kathy.
Yes, Kathy?
You never wanted to marry her. So you invented a wife who could make you stay free. A wife to murder Kathy with. And the Horner family will be gone.
It's an ingenious story, David. A nicely contrived bit of pulp. But I'm warning you. I'll only stand so much, even from you.
You don't seem so concerned about Kathy now.
You were right. Kathy's safer outside.
Well, I...
Certainly I loved your mother when I was 19. Darn near broke me when she was married. But does that make me a murderer?
The night she died?
Yes, David, the night she died. Where were you that night, David?
Never mind me.
Where were you, David, the night your mother killed herself?
That's Kathy.
That was just a wild goose chase, David. The place was closed.
Well, maybe you got there too late.
Or maybe David made a mistake.
I made no mistake. I'm leaving now, Kathy.
With Iris?
Yes, until tomorrow.
Oh. Why don't you ask Iris to marry you, David?
What's the rush?
I'm not rushing you, but why wait?
I've got some business to finish.
Shall we go, Kathy? I'm hungry.
Oh, just go and get a coat, darling. It's turning quite cold.
All right. I've discovered something this morning, David. You not only hate me, you hate Kathy as well. You'd do anything you could to break us up.
The truth is what I'm after, Victor. If you break up because of it, then that's not my fault. I expect you to tell her the truth.
About what?
About your wife, that you haven't one.
Oh, but I have.
Oh, you're a smooth man, Victor. And Kathy loves you for it. Mother, too. She always liked men who were smooth and slick.
Why do you want to believe I have no wife, David? Don't you see? If I have no wife, then who tried to run Kathy Dyke?
Well, it could have been anybody. It could have been you. I'm going now. But if you haven't told her by the time I come back, I will.
David.
What?
If it could have been me, it could just as easily have been you.
All right. It could have been me. Just remember, I've warned you.
Has David gone, Victor?
Just gone, darling.
I'll be right down.
All right, Kathy.
David's trunk.
Playing a hunch, Kathy.
What sort of a hunch? You...
And it looks as if it's come off. It was right at the back of that drawer.
A wig. A bright red wig.
You know what this means, don't you? He's homicidal.
It is some 12 hours later, and the living room of the apartment is dark and deserted. The door opens, and Kathy comes in, shutting it behind her, and snapping on the light. She goes straight to her brother's wardrobe trunk, opens a drawer, and begins rummaging among its contents.
Looking for something, Kathy?
David, I didn't expect to see you. You said you were going away till tomorrow.
I was, but I couldn't. I'm glad you came back alone, Kathy. You are alone, aren't you?
Yes. Why didn't you go away? Iris will be disappointed.
She is, and so am I. But there are things to be settled first.
What things, David?
You've been thinking that maybe I was insane. You have, haven't you?
No, David, no, I haven't.
Do you know why I came here, Kathy?
To take over the business.
No, I came here for Iris. I love her, you see. I always have. But I wasn't sure about myself, and I had to know. I had to be sure.
Are you sure now?
Do you think it was my fault that Mother committed suicide?
No. No, David, it was no one's fault.
For years, I thought it was my fault. The night she died, we had a quarrel. She wanted me to settle down. I told her I would if I could have some money to marry Iris, but no, she said if I married Iris, I'd get nothing. I told her I wish she was dead. So that I could have the money I needed.
It wasn't your fault, I tell you.
If it wasn't me, who was it?
It was nobody.
You mean I am crazy?
No.
Somebody did it, Kathy. At the hospital, I thought it might be you.
Oh?
Yes, but Victor came and tried to have me sent to an asylum. Then I knew it was he.
That's enough,
He doesn't want to marry you, Kathy. He could have married you before.
He has a wife.
Oh, no, he hasn't, Kathy.
saying?
You remember, you told me about a painting in Victor's apartment. A painting of his wife.
Yes?
Well, I've got it here. Here it is.
How did you get this?
I stole it this morning from his apartment. It's a fake. Something out of a second-hand store. I took it out of the frame and I saw something which was hidden. And look for yourself. A signature.
Joshua Trilling, 1905.
1905. A portrait painted in 1905. That's what he palmed off on you as a portrait of his wife?
David!
I'll take it, Kathy. Hello? Who did you say? Dr. Carlton. Yes. This is Dr. Carlton speaking. Yes, I'll hold on.
David!
Interesting, Kathy. This is a call from the hospital I just left.
Give me the phone, David!
No, Kathy. Hello. Yes, this is Dr. Carlton. Oh, good evening, Dr. Johnson. Oh, what? No, it's just the connection's bad tonight, that's all. What? You can't come, but you're sending the case records. Oh. Well, look, Doctor, don't send them. I've changed my mind. I don't care what I told you this morning. I'm convinced now that David Horner is as sane as I am. What? His sister? Yes. Miss Horner has changed her mind, too. Don't bother with the records. Thank you for your trouble. Good night. I get it now.
We were thinking of your good, David. You need more time to rest, more care.
Kathy.
David, please.
Who put that red wig in my trunk, Kathy? That's what you were looking for when you came in a few minutes ago, isn't it?
David, you're
so... Who put it there, Kathy?
Leave me alone, David.
You've
let me go.
Got to answer it. Who's that?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm going upstairs.
All right, I'm coming.
David.
Hello, Victor. Come in. I suppose you didn't expect to see me here tonight.
No, I thought you were going away.
There were things that stood in the way. The trouble is, if I don't go now, I never will, because Iris won't wait anymore.
Iris?
I want to marry Iris. I don't ever want to leave her again. Do you think that's all right?
Why do you ask me?
I thought you might be interested in the problem.
Oh?
It isn't enough, Victor, just to think one is sane. In an important matter like this, where happiness of one's future wife depends on it, one must be 100% positive. Don't you agree with me?
Yes, but... Well, can you be?
I'm glad you asked, Victor, because I want to tell you. All you have to do to be sure is to prove that the things you believe are true. That's all. Things like you're not having a wife. Like you're wanting to send me away.
Look,
you're not sending me back, Victor. I'm not going back.
Oh, you fool. Put that gun down.
No, I won't be sent back.
You're sending yourself back the way you're acting. You're all wrong. They said you were insane at the hospital. I was the one who said no. I was the one who stopped them sending you to an asylum.
You're mixing me up again. But I'm right.
I was the one who got you released.
That's not true.
What did they tell you at the hospital?
I don't remember.
Do you remember buying that red wig and someone?
No, I don't.
You have lapses of memory, don't you, David?
No, I...
David!
What?
No!
Give me that gun.
No!
Victor!
That's it. You shouldn't carry guns, David.
Victor, are you all right?
Yes, Kathy. David's not hurt. He's just winded.
Dr. Johnson rang from the hospital and David answered the phone.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry it happened this way. Maybe it's best...
Do you think you should leave that gun on the table like that?
Oh, don't worry. David won't try anything silly again.
David, we want to help you. Don't you trust me?
Why, Dr. Johnson?
It's for your own good.
An asylum. What are you afraid of? I'm sane. Kathy believes I'm sane, don't you, Kathy? Victor, tell Kathy about your wife.
David says I have no wife.
That's right. And I've got proof. That picture painted in 1905, that was a long time ago.
Judith was a young girl then. She's older than I am. Call the sanatorium again, David. Ask for Dr. Spencer. That's the man you should have spoken to. Go on, call.
Call him, David. I'd like to know,
it's
too.
It's a trick, Kathy. It's a trick. You had this prepared.
And the wig, David. The wig in your trunk.
It was put there to frame me. To get me out of the way.
No one's trying to frame you. This is just a case of...
Of a mental incapacitation, I suppose.
Well, yes, David.
Of course. Straight out of the will. Oh, I've misjudged Victor, Kathy. He's just been waiting till you were sure of inheriting the Horner Medical Supplies Company. That's why he's been trying to get me into an asylum. Then he'll marry you. And how long do you think you'll last after that?
Oh, look, they let you out of the hospital too soon, David.
I misjudged you, too. You'd do anything for Victor. You'd send me away. You'd murder for him.
No, David. Not me. I wouldn't murder anyone. But you would. You've done it before.
What are you talking about?
About what you did after you quarreled with Mother.
Huh?
What did you do that night, David?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
You don't remember, do you, David?
I was in my room. I slept.
And what did you dream?
Stop it, Kathy.
Isn't that what they were trying to do at the hospital, make you remember?
No.
David.
No. What?
What did you do this morning after you stole the painting from Victor's office? Do you remember getting a car and trying to run me down?
I didn't. No.
And then parking near here, rushing inside before I came back and hiding the wig.
No.
You don't remember any of that, do you?
No.
And you don't remember murdering Mother and then making it look like suicide either, do you?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
But, David, it's in your records.
What?
The ones you didn't want sent here. It's all there. Don't you see? You're sick.
No. No, I don't see.
David.
I don't.
We can't protect you much longer.
What do you want, Kathy?
We want you to be taken care of. So there won't be anything else you'll ever have to forget. There are some men coming tomorrow, David. And they'll have papers for you to sign.
You want me to put myself away?
We want to make it easier for you. We don't want to have to open your hospital record, do we? We don't want to commit you, David.
I don't want to go.
No, I don't want you to either, David. But do you want to have what happened to Mother happen to me?
I'm all confused again.
Where are you going?
It's all right, Victor. Let him alone.
I've got to think. I'm going out for a while.
Kathy?
He'll sign, Victor. Don't worry. He'll sign. What time is it, Victor?
11:30. It's getting late.
You will stay with me. I don't want to be alone with him.
Of course.
I'll fix a bed for you on the couch. Oh, what should I do with these bullets from his gun? I took them out.
Well, better give them to me.
All right. I left the gun still on the table. Oh, Victor.
Kathy, it'll be over soon.
Yes, that's right. It will. I'm sending him away. My own brother. Do you think I made a mistake, Victor?
You had to, Kathy. The boy's insane.
It was Mother's death he couldn't remember, wasn't it? He went to the hospital because of that.
And he's going now because of us and what he did today.
It was David who tried to run me down.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't your wife.
She doesn't wear a wig, Kathy. Don't make yourself sick with doubt. We've got a time before us that we never had before. David will be safer where he is and we'll go away. There's nothing to keep us now.
Isn't there, Victor? You do love me. Don't you, Victor?
Of course, my darling.
Oh, I'll answer it. Hello? Oh, Iris. What? Oh, I see. Is he there now? Well, what did he say? Well, try to think, Iris. It's important. That's all he said. All right. Thank you very much. No. I know how upset you are, Iris, but please don't call. We'll get in touch with you. Goodbye. David's coming back. He was at Iris's. He suddenly jumped up and said, I've got it now. I'm going back. After just sitting there without saying a word.
That's strange.
I'm going to see to the door.
Are you locking him out?
I don't want him bursting in. If he wasn't out of his mind before, he will be now.
Why?
He knows the truth.
What do you mean?
He knows I couldn't see the hospital records. No one could. The only ones with access to them are his doctors and the court of law. I thought if his memory was gone, he might forget. I lied about those records and sent him off.
I guessed as much.
I thought it was the only way.
It was.
He thought you wanted to put him away. But it wasn't you who sent him, it was me. And I can't blame him for what he'll do when he gets back.
He won't do anything, I'll see to that. You'll have to let me handle this.
I could tell him the truth about those records, Victor.
And the truth won't give him sanity now.
But he only drew his gun in self-defense because he thought you were trying to send him back.
You'll have to leave it to me, Kathy. You go to your room. Don't be here when he comes.
Why not?
I want to meet him first. If he finds you here, we won't have time to reason with him anymore. It's you he's after. Oh, go on now, darling.
All right, Victor. I'll stay upstairs until you call me.
And don't worry about anything.
No. All right.
No.
Hello.
Give me the police.
Are you in your room, Cathy?
Yes, Victor.
All right. Make sure you stay there.
Hello, please. Listen carefully. There's a dangerous man. A murderer who tried to run a woman down today. Yes. Yes, the woman's name is Horner. A man is up in her apartment now. He's got to be stopped if I have to do it myself. I'm on my way there now. My name is David Horner. David, the girl's brother. Now the cartridges, the gun.
Victor?
What? You were to stay in your room, Cathy.
It's no good, Victor. I can't hide. David's my responsibility. I want to know what happens to him.
I thought you were going to let me take care of it. If he sees you, he'll kill you for what you've done to him. Get back to your room.
All right. Oh, I forgot to put this gun away. I'll take it now.
No, don't.
But why not? Wait a minute. I didn't put the gun on the table.
I put it there. It's my protection, if you like. My blackjack. Just in case...
Oh, I see. You'd scare him with this empty gun.
If he attacked me, yes.
But what if it were loaded?
Cathy...
What were you doing when I came back just now? You had your back turned.
I was just thinking.
Of how to deal with David. Of course, if this gun were loaded, you could solve the problem with a bullet, couldn't you? After all, he's crazy. He left an institution, and he tried to run me down. No one would blame you. He tried to stop our marriage.
Yes, he did.
I never thought you didn't want to marry me until you said you could. Why did you wait until now to tell me you could marry me?
Because I was afraid. Then I left and found I couldn't stay away.
Afraid of what? It wasn't Judith who stopped our marriage plans.
Cathy, believe me. If you love me, believe me.
I believed you once against my own doubts. I even held out against David. You waited for the family business to come to me. And you wouldn't marry me until it was mine. And now that David is mentally incapacitate, and it is mine, there's no more reason to wait, is there?
I don't care about the business.
David says you do.
David is sick, Cathy. I didn't think he was myself until I discovered that he was in the car this morning.
Yes. How lucky for us that you did. But he wasn't in the car. It was the woman in the painting. I've waited a long time because of her. It isn't likely I'd forget her.
And what about the wig, Cathy? Call the sanatorium.
Why?
Ask Dr. Spencer where Judith is, where she's been all day.
No, Victor. I don't have to call. Even if Judith isn't bedridden in the sanatorium, she's an old woman. And the face I saw in the car wasn't old. You haven't got a wife in the sanatorium, Victor. The woman in the painting looks enough like you to be your mother. Judith Carlton is your mother. Your mother, Victor, not your wife. And you were in that car.
Cathy.
Yes, Victor, it was you.
Cathy, put that gun down.
Why? It's empty, isn't it? You never loved me, did you, Victor? You never had a wife.
We'll be together, Cathy. We'll forget about the rest.
And David?
You wants to be rid of David, too. You can't blame me for that.
I don't.
I wasn't the one who accused David of murder. I didn't talk him into going to an asylum. You did.
I know.
And it was you who lied about his records to do it.
Yes, I did.
And why?
Because David didn't kill his mother. I did.
You?
Yes. I told her you were in love with me. But all you wanted from any of us was the business, wasn't it? Too bad, Victor.
Cathy.
Cathy! Cathy, are you all right?
Hello? Yes? The police?
Cathy!
Yes. Yes, I'm Miss Horner.
Open the door!
No. No, he hasn't arrived. Yes. Yes, I'll be here. I'll be here. With Victor.
Cathy! Cathy, let me in!
And be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.
Thank you.